guitar and my dark sunglasses. This weak concoction is smooth as molasses. Nothing to do but breathe all day until the big moon rises and it's time to play. When the sun goes down, we'll be grooving. When the sun goes down, we're feeling all right.
When the sun sinks down,
Wisconsin's beautiful Northwoods. 98Q Country is 98.3 FM WCQM Park Falls, a Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Justin Finch. Another deadly airstrike in Gaza in the ongoing war between Israel and Hamas. Israeli airstrikes hitting a refugee camp packed with innocent civilians. Hamas says 52 people were killed in an already devastated area.
People have to line up in front of bakeries and points of distribution for cleaning water for up to 3 and 4 hours during this very risky environment of having bombardment happening around the clock.
Arwa Mena with the Mercy Corporation. Israel says a top Hamas commander is among the dead, one who planned the October 7th massacre in Israel that took 1,400 lives. This morning, closing arguments in the trial of disgraced cryptocurrency exchange founder Sam Bankman-Fried. He took the stand in his own defense over 4 days, claiming he made honest mistakes that cost investors billions. This is ABC News. For the first time in decades, America's infant mortality rate rose last year. Doctors say one of the issues, so-called maternity care deserts, areas of the country where pregnant women have a hard time finding services. They say another factor is new limits on abortions, meaning more pregnancies. And a young inventor in Virginia thinks he may have found a way to fight cancer with soap.
Meet Haman Bekele. He's just won a prestigious award for his invention.
It's called SCTS, and that stands for Skin Cancer Treating Soap. Its main purpose is to treat minor forms of skin cancer.
But perhaps most impressive, his age. Haman is just 14. As part of 3M's Young Scientist Challenge, he came up with a low-cost soap that delivers cancer-fighting drugs via nanoparticles, which work to activate the body's immune cells to fend off cancer.
That's ABC's Rhiannon Alley. Justin Finch, ABC News.
Football season is back, and no matter which home team you root for, there's one thing everyone in the Midwest can agree on. If you're tailgating or grilling at home, nothing beats a freshly baked Village Hearth bun. An old-fashioned hot dog bun is the perfect accompaniment for a brat or a hot dog and all the toppings your little heart desires. And for the best burgers, you just can't beat the Village Hearth classic bun. So head to the store and pick up some Village Hearth buns. The weekend is almost here.
The next time you buy a cart full of groceries, make that car payment, or write that big mortgage check, ask yourself, what would my family do if I wasn't there to buy those groceries, make that payment, or write that check? If you didn't like the answer, ask a State Farm agent about life insurance and start getting some answers you will like. Welcome to that place where doing it for them meets doing it today. Get started by contacting State Farm agent Diana Skowinski, Highway 13, Park Falls.
Who is a BEX player with heart?
Being able to take that leadership role, try to advocate more for agriculture, it's been very cool to read.
Their family's been farming for ages. Never thought we'd be doing it one day, but we are now.
BEX is recognizing student athletes that are not just a star on the playing field or court, but a player that shows heart in school and in the ag industry. Nominate any high school player today. Go to brownfieldagnews.com and search player with heart. BEX, we are and will remain farmers at heart.
Get ready, Prentice. The Prentice Lady Buccaneers are headed to the state volleyball tournament this weekend. Proudly supported by IMR, Industrial Machining and Repair on Air Park Drive in Prentice. IMR is your one-stop shop for precision CNC machining, welding and fabrication, SolidWorks and MasterCam design, rapid prototyping, and custom cylinder manufacturing. Join us in celebrating the Lady Buccaneers and their journey to victory with IMR's dedication to excellence. For all your manufacturing and fabrication needs, IMR has you covered. Celebrate their triumph on and off the court. Go Lady Buccaneers! IMR, your CNC machining and fabrication champions.
Wisconsin Radio Network News, I'm Ted Ayling. Governor Tony Evers has filed a lawsuit against Republican legislators. Evers is challenging three instances in which he claims lawmakers have blocked basic government functions. Most recent was blocking already approved pay raises for universities of Wisconsin employees.
That's illegal. You can't do that.
Assembly Speaker Robin Voss, who has held up the UW pay raises over diversity, equity, and inclusion funding, said the lawsuit filed by Evers would eliminate pay raises approved last week to most state employees. The Legislative Joint Finance Committee has passed a Republican tax cut aimed at workforce development.
The $2 billion package replaced Democratic Governor Tony Evers' plan to spend part of the state surplus on child care, paid family leave, and raises for UW employees. Kenosha Democrat Tip McGuire says Republicans refuse to compromise.
Time and again, when the governor comes forward and he puts these ideas on the table, you refuse to work with him.
The bill will head back to the Senate and Assembly for approval. Governor Evers is likely to veto it. Raymond Newpert, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Clerks in Wisconsin would be allowed to start processing absentee ballots a day before Election Day under a bill that's being considered at the Capitol. Assembly Elections Committee Chair Representative Scott Krug of Nacoosa said it would help to prevent claims of election fraud.
There's always been this idea of a ballot dump at the end of the day, right? New ballot showed up, something has to happen. The guy I voted for was leading before I went to bed. I woke up and somebody else had won. What the hell is going on? Something's wrong. There's fraud. That can also safely, accurately, swiftly report results and restore confidence in our elections.
Election officials couldn't start counting the votes early under this proposal, but they could perform certain checks to ensure the ballots are ready to be counted on Election Day. You're listening to Wisconsin Radio Network News.
Are you having a hard time finding ag podcasts? We can help. The podcast directory at agraamerica.com allows you to search by category and topic, so it's quick and easy to find what you're looking for. Ag Chicks, Farm for Profit, Heart of Rural America, The Shark Farmer Podcast, Real Ag Radio, and more are featured on Agra America. Our extensive directory has something for everyone. Discover a new ag podcast today by visiting agraamerica.com. That's agraamerica.com.
Check the back seat. Check the back seat.
All right, get up here.
Check the back seat.
Gets in your head, right? Good, because every year dozens of children are forgotten in the backseat of a car by a parent or caregiver. All never thought it could happen to them, but with changes in routines, distractions, or a sleeping child, it can happen to anyone. Parked cars get hot, fast, and can be deadly, so get it in your head.
Check the backseat.
A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
A former Rock County Sheriff's deputy was sentenced Tuesday to 6 years in prison. A criminal complaint says Gary Huber assaulted children between 2010 and 2016 and gave them opiates. The victims were between 8 and 12 years old when the abuse started. The 36-year-old Huber pleaded guilty in August to 4 of 10 child sexual assault or abuse charges against him. And there's help available to Wisconsinites during open enrollment.
State residents can enroll in a health plan on the individual health insurance marketplace through January 15th of next year. Anyone who already has health insurance can renew, update, or upgrade their plans during this time. Wisconsinites can register on healthcare.gov to get insurance, visit wiscovered.com, or call 211 to speak to an expert about options and determine if you qualify for free or subsidized care coverage. Bob Haig, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Here is the Price County Senior Dining Menu for tomorrow, the second day of November. They'll be serving up barbecue ribs tomorrow. Got a little mashed potatoes to go with that, gravy, and green beans, and tropical fruit. Your locations are in Phillips, Ogama, Kennan, Brantwood, Park Falls, Price County Senior Dining. Reach them at 715-339-2158.
Do you hear that? Asthma triggers are everywhere, from dust mites, pet dander, and pollen, to smog and smoke. An asthma attack can strike anywhere, anytime. Be prepared with quick-acting Primatene Mist. Clinically proven to open airways quickly. It's the number one FDA-approved asthma inhaler available over-the-counter. Primatene Mist. Breathe easy again. Use as directed.
Here's a look at your 98 Q Country weatherology forecast. High temperatures working up to 34 degrees for today under partly sunny skies. Lover winds out of the southwest at 5 to 10. Then for tonight, partly cloudy with lows in the upper teens. For Thursday, more in the way of sunshine making a return with upper 30s for high temperatures. For Friday, continuing to moderate back up to a high of 43 with partly sunny skies. Saturday, a slight chance for a spotty rain shower in the afternoon with lower 40s for highs. And for Sunday, can't rule out a chance for rain, 41. I'm weatherology meteorologist Michael Caron. That's your forecast on 98Q Country. Currently 16.
Say it with me, the Bucks in six. And you could catch every play, every score, every Milwaukee Bucks game on 98Q Country, WCQM 98.3 FM, 980 AM. Your station for the Milwaukee Bucks, your hometown radio refreshed.
I feel like I'm constantly cleaning hair off my bathroom floor. At least my Swiffer sweeper makes it easy. Swiper heavy-duty dry cloths have ultra-thick pads to trap and lock hairs, like a hair magnet. And when I'm finished cleaning up my hair, Swiper takes care of his, too. Now the hair's gone, all thanks to Swiffer. Try Swiffer Sweeper heavy-duty dry cloths. I promise you'll love them or your money back. And also try Swiffer Sweeper Wet to make quick work of tough, sticky messes.
Darius, look who just figured out how to find my Medicare plan options. Just typed in my zip code and boom.
This is not just a search tool.
Look at you go, Mom.
This is Walgreens making it easy to find a Medicare plan with low-cost copays. During open enrollment, use Walgreens Find Rx coverage to help you find the right Medicare plan for you. This is being independent. Together. Walgreens.
Hi, I'm high school senior Levi Durr. I met one of my best friends while playing hockey for Price Ice Wolves and Team Seal. I'd like to invite kids ages 4 to high school to join hockey. Call Thad at 715-518-3236.
Today's Outdoor News is brought to you by J&A Services.
J&A Services Marine and Power Sports now has two locations to better serve you. With over 20 years in the trade, Bernie Services all makes and models of Power Sports and Marine out of his shop on Highway 182. Call him at 414-902-0449 for times and availability, and check out Hot Shot Secret Performance Products and Renegade Racefield to provide top engine performance for your ride. Selling Chilton trailers and a BMS authorized dealer handling new dirt bikes, enduros, scooters, side-by-sides on display at his new showroom located inside the Sugar Bush Bar off of Highway 182 on Sugar Bush Road in Park Falls, Wisconsin. Yes, the bar is open and is stocked with fly racing, alpine, accessories, apparels, and more. At J&A Service Marine and Power Sports, here to serve the Northwoods in Park Falls, Wisconsin. Visit them on Facebook.
I'm Rob Dreeslein, and this is from the pages of Outdoor News, sponsored by Fleet Farm, serving the outdoors since 1955.
Your Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is encouraging state citizens to take advantage of the state's mentored hunting law this fall. I'll tell you more about the opportunity when we return, but first...
Fleet Farm's got even more Black Friday Now deals for those who just can't wait. Baronet's Radar Hunting Blind is on sale for only $89.99. And get 50 pounds of Safe Step Rock Salt for just $4.99 a bag. Save on 20-pound bags of KT Wild Bird Food, now only $8.99. Plus, get select sizes of whole cashews and mixed nuts for only $5.99. Enjoy these Black Friday Now deals and more at Fleet Farm, home of everything you need for everyday life.
If you're an experienced hunter, you can share your skills and knowledge with beginning hunters by taking advantage of the Badger State's mentored hunting law. For the past 14 years, this one-on-one mentoring opportunity has given new hunters a chance to try hunting without first completing a hunter safety course. No special steps are required to purchase a mentored hunting license. Simply log into Go Wild to buy a hunting license and any necessary stamps. If the account does not have a valid hunter safety certificate on record, Go Wild will prompt you to check the mentored only license option. Then the license will automatically print as mentored only. Anyone hunting with a mentored-only license must stay within arm's reach of a licensed hunter over age 18. They also must have all the required hunting approvals for the applicable season. Finally, they must comply with any other hunting laws, including season, bag limits, and weapon regulations. Learn more about mentored hunting on the DNR's Outdoor Skills Education webpage at dnr.wisconsin.gov. I'm Rob Dreeslein, and this has been from the pages of Outdoor News. Read more at outdoornews.com.
For you. Ready? Uno, due, tre, quattro. When I was a boy, just about the eighth grade, Mama used to say, don't stay out late with the bad boys. Always shoot the pool. Giuseppe going to flunk a school. Boy, it make me sick. All the thing I gotta do. I can't get no kicks. I always got to follow rules. Boy, it make me sick. Just to make the lousy bucks, got to feel it like a fool. And the mama used to say all the time, what's the matter to you? Hey, got no respect. What do you think you do? Why you look so sad? It's a not so bad. It's a nicer place. Ah, shut up your face. That's my mama, I can remember. Big accordion solo. Star. Then they make a TV shows and the movies. Get myself a new car, but still I be myself. I don't want it to change a thing. Still a dance and a sing. I think about the mama, she is the same. What's the matter you? Hey, got no respect. What do you think you do? Why you look so sad? It's a not so bad. It's a nicer place. I shut up for your face. Mama, she said it all of the time. So bad, it's a nicer place. I shut up for your face.
That's my mom.
Hello, everybody. That's out there on the radio and the TV land. Did you know I had the big hit the song in Italy with it? This shut up for your face. I sing this song, all of my fans applaud, they clap their hands. That's making me feel so good. You ought to learn that this song, it's real simple. See, I sing, what's the matter, you? You sing, hey. Then I sing it the rest, and then at the end, we can all sing, ah, shut up for your face. Okay, let's try it, really.
We've got another edition of Reality Radio set to go here for this first day of November. Kind of a quiet day today. We're going to talk about a special event coming up with our veterans with at the Park Falls Legion. So we'll do that close to 9 this morning. Ileana will join us to talk a little Phillips Loggers also. Other than that, not a whole lot. So maybe a little shorter edition. We kind of burnt ourselves, exhausted ourselves yesterday with the big spooktacular shopping show and all that stuff. So still recovering a little bit from that from yesterday. But Austin is here to carry the load and keep us awake here. So
I'm just trying to keep myself awake, Joel. I can't speak for you.
Friday, we're going to be at Kyle Repair. They have a big open house going on at Kyle Repair. And one of the door prizes they're giving away at Kyle Repair is a $500 fuel card. Man, that'll get you, what, 2.5 fills? Actually, gas is down a little bit now. It's down to like $3.39, I think it is.
Still cost me $70 to fill up my truck.
Yeah, so it's, I mean, it came down a little bit, but we've been kind of stuck in this mid-threes range for a while. So it's good to see it trend down a little bit. So a $500 fuel card. They're going to give away a Ponzi hatchet and a Ponzi scale toy model also. And they're going to have some complimentary lunch from 11 to 1. And that's when I'm going to be there broadcasting from 11 to 1 right after our ball. Conveniently enough.
Telling us about what the food is.
I've been in radio a while now. And somebody says, hey, Joel, we'd like to have you come do a live broadcast. I would say, well, I just have one requirement. So what's that? That there be lunch. Yep. So I'm there for...
If lunch is not provided, we'll send Big G or Gray in instead.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. So 11 to 1, I'll be there on Friday with the folks at Kyle Repair, right on 4th Avenue North, 1000 4th Avenue North in Park Falls. So we'll be telling you about, they are a Ponzi service center. Now, they do a lot more than just that, but they are a Ponzi service center, and they have a part special going on during that event. So we look forward to being there on Friday. Going to have a busy day on Friday with volleyball going on in the morning. We have some birthdays to get to. So if you're celebrating post-Halloween, if Halloween didn't scare your mom enough to give birth to you and she had to wait till the 1st, well, congratulations. Mm-hmm. You're a November 1 baby, and we'll wish you a happy day if this is a special day for you. 715-762-3221. Can you imagine the moms? I mean, you went through the whole Halloween. You're 9 months pregnant. You went through the whole thing, and you're thinking, I'm going to have this baby. And then the next day you wake up, and then it's just like, oh, I guess chocolate maybe induces labor.
I was going to say, yeah, the sugar high that that child must be on.
I guess so. It'd be interesting to know if November 1st babies have an inkling, have a craving for chocolate. And sweets, because you know mom had a little bit of chocolate in her system, right?
Absolutely.
Probably had some chocolate in her system when she gave birth. So all conference honors recently announced. I think we mentioned Phillips last week. We want to mention our Shawamigan boys. First team all conference, A.J. Morgan, the senior, and a second team to Hudson Hilgart, to Dalton Schmidt, and to Nolan Niehoff. And some all conference, that was offense. All conference defense was A.J. Morgan once again, first team. And second team, Dalton Schmidt, Hudson Hilgart, Greg Morgan, and Corbin Phelps, honorable mention, was Derek Bunga. So congrats to those Shawamigan athletes for their accomplishments in football this past season.
Great job for them.
Yes, sir. It was a fun season to watch. Once they got it figured out, first couple games were tough games, tough opponents, and then they had some really fun games to watch. So put that on your schedule mentally for next year, a little eight-man football, because it's going to be fun. You're going to have Shawamigan, Phillips, Mellon, the little Shawamigan Butternut Mercer Co-op, Phillips, Mellon, Prentice, Rib Lake, Athens, and there's one more, Flambeau, that are all going to be in the same conference next year. So,
and heck, you get to listen to Jeff, Scott, and Steve.
Yeah, so should be a fun season next year to see those teams go at it in eight-man football.
Got high hopes for them.
Yeah. Football playoffs continue, level 3, with teams across the state of Wisconsin. It's a dedication time. I mean, if you're a parent of a high school football fan, now we're talking about, you know, full-fledged snowmobile suits to stand outside for 2 hours and watch your kids play football. This is dedication time.
At least the snow might give them padding so they don't break their arm.
Yeah, so should be good for Friday night. Friday night should probably be 30s and maybe some low 40s on Friday night. Bucks basketball back on the air coming up on tonight, yeah. We got a 5:30 pregame. They're taking on Toronto. So we got Wednesday, Friday for this week for Milwaukee Bucks basketball. We are your new home for Milwaukee Bucks basketball. I don't know if there's – I was going to ask someone with the Bucks, but I haven't been able to pin anybody down, if there has ever been a 100,000-watt FM station that has carried the Bucks. We have to be one of the first ever, because – used to be a lot on AM that would do it. AM stations still do it. But as far as a 100,000-watt FM carrying the Bucks, I know a lot of people have already mentioned to us that they're very appreciative of that, to have Bucks basketball on. So we thank you for those nice comments. So nice addition to our broadcast, sports schedule. Bucks, Packers, Brewers, local sports. We've got a local game coming up already in a couple of weeks. On November 14th, I believe it is.
Ooh.
And we have a schedule 98QCountry.com. If you click on sports schedule, it lists the next like four or five games that we will broadcast on there. So you can do that. Now, guys and gals, if you haven't downloaded the app yet, do that. Because if you're deer hunting, this is pretty cool. Because this year we're going to have a couple of our deer hunting roundup shows are actually going to be earlier due to Bucks basketball. So you can actually, you know, put in your little earpiece there on your phone and you can listen to the Deer Hunters Roundup while you're still sitting possibly outside in the deer stand. Mm. That would be, we could have live play-by-play of someone sitting in their deer stand.
All right, I'm waiting. And waiting. Is that a deer?
And no, I'm waiting.
No, that's a squirrel.
All right. Well, we'll get back to Bob in just a second. He's still waiting. Bob, you still there? Yeah, I'm still here. What are you doing, Bob? I'm waiting. Just waiting.
Hey, could you quit yelling? I think you just spooked something.
Yes. So we'll download the Civic Media app. Just go to your Google, your app store on your phone. Just go in there. Type in Civic Media, you download it, and then you can, with one tap, you can listen to 98Q on your phone. Now, if we do Bucks and Packers and Brewers, they don't let us do that because they charge money for you to listen to that on their websites, and they don't want us giving it away for free. So everything else is fine, but we won't have
them. They want to be paid for their hard work.
Yeah, we won't have the Packers, Bucks, Brewers streamed on there. But everything else, all the local sports like volleyball, on Friday, that'll be right there on the app and at 98qcountry.com. Birthdays, anniversaries, local ones. If you got one, 715-762-3221. We will get to our list of birthday celebrants here in just a second.
Whether we're digging a neighbor out of the snow or cooking up a weekend block party, nobody knows our communities better than us. But for the last 12 years, some politicians have carved up our neighborhoods into voting districts that serve their political interests instead of our needs. Now, they want to ram another power-grabbing bill through the legislature so they can control whose vote counts. When it comes to our districts, we draw the line. By joining together in favor of true, fair districting, we can ensure our communities thrive. Call your state senator today to tell them that the legislature should not be allowed to manipulate our district lines, period.
Paid for by the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign.
Jim Gaffigan here with some more Straight Talk. Now you can get a Walmart Plus membership, plus not pay for it, because it's included with Straight Talk wireless plans. You get free delivery with Walmart Plus, plus a Paramount Plus subscription included. Plus, you pay less for gas. That's a lot of pluses.
Only Straight Talk gives you unlimited 5G data and Walmart Plus included on select plans for free.
Straight Talk Wireless, available at Walmart.
Requires service on Gold or Platinum Unlimited. One offer per eligible account. Paramount Plus Essential Plan only. Separate registration required. Additional terms apply.
We got some local birthdays here. We got Katie Walner Kabarik, who is celebrating. Frank and Wesley and Cookie, everybody, the whole family there, wishing Katie a very happy birthday today. So happy birthday to you, Katie Walner Kabarik. We have a happy anniversary. Bob and Patty, the Hilgarts, are celebrating, of course, former owners of Bob's Factory Outlet, the furniture store, been involved in the community and staples in our community for many, many years. So Bob and Patty, happy anniversary. Family friends, Dawn called in to wish you guys a happy day today. And also a happy birthday to Ginger, Ginger Fight. Just saw her yesterday. She helps a lot, volunteers with our food pantry down there, Lord's Cupboard. So she was in for that a little bit. So Petey and others want to wish Ginger a very, very happy, happy birthday today. If you're celebrating post-Halloween, you share your special day with Penn Badgley, the actor from TV's Gossip Girl. Easy A, greetings from Tim Buckley, 37 for Penn Badgley today. Jenny McCarthy, the actress, Scary Movie 3, Scream 3, Basketball, and many, many others, 51 for actress Jenny McCarthy. Toni Collette, the Australian actress, Little Miss Sunshine, that was a big, big movie when it came out. I remember that. Sixth Sense, Connie and Carla, About a Boy, 51 for Toni Collette today. Big Kenny Alpin, one half of Big and Rich, is celebrating a 60th birthday today. Fernando Valenzuela, the one-time Los Angeles Dodger pitcher. He is now a color commentator for the Spanish language radio broadcast. And he threw I don't know if he was the originator of the screwball, but In baseball, they have the fastball, the curveball, the splitter. Well, he was one of the first to come up where he took the ball and he threw it, and if you're a right-hander, he spun his hand inside and threw like a screwball, so the ball would go the other way. And I don't think he lasted very many years because your arm just isn't meant to do that many times.
And that fast either when you're pitching.
But he was good. He was a very unique pitcher because he would go into his windup and his eyes would go to the heavens. He would rock back and his eyes would go straight up, and then he would come back down and then he would pitch it. He was a very unique deliverer. If you're a baseball fan, search for Fernando Valenzuela on YouTube and you'll see what I mean. He was a sensation. He was very good for a while. Tim Cook is 63 today. Tim is the chief executive of Apple since 2011, when the terminally ill Steve Jobs resigned. So he's the man. When you get to your Apple iPhone and your iPhone 17 for $3,000, he's the guy. He's the guy. So. You think they're overcharging for those iPhones? What do you think?
Just a bit.
Just a bit. Just a bit. when they come out with a new version of an iPhone, what are they up to now? Like over 1,000, right?
Yeah, easy.
Over 1,000.
And not to mention all the accessories you have to get with it.
Yeah.
And the fact that I heard on the new iPhones, they got rid of the aux port, so you can't plug in headphones.
You got to
plug it into the charging port, which means you can't charge and listen to music at the same time.
You can't charge and listen. Oh. It doesn't have like a built-in ear, like a you can Bluetooth earbud, obviously.
That's different, yeah. But on my phone, it's got that circular port on it, yeah. Which is an aux port.
Right.
Apple doesn't have that. They just have the charger.
Oh. So you can't plug in headphones to it, basically.
Basically, I don't know if the newest ones still have that, but I remember there was some generations that got rid of that.
Yeah. I mean, the corded headphones are kind of going away, right, with all the...
Well, true. That's fair.
But it is still nice to have it because every once in a while you forget to charge your buds or whatever,
yep.
And then you're dead, and you're like, well, I got to plug in. Well,
or you happen to be in a vehicle that doesn't have Bluetooth capabilities, so you have to plug into the radio if you want to actually listen to your own music.
Oh, right, because then your battery's draining while it's, and then you're kind of out of luck.
Yep.
Someone at Apple, let's give a call to this Tim Cook guy, this head of Apple.
Exclusive interview.
And we'll tell him what we think about his iPhone.
Coming soon to a radio station near you.
He's 60.
A cease and desist letter.
He's 63 today. I found that the iPhone, how many iPhones have there been? iPhone, what are we on, 12?
I think maybe 13 at this 13. Point. 12 or 13.
I find that if you don't want to pay those crazy outrageous prices, you can't afford it. If you go two or three levels down, like the 9 or 10, they're still really good, and they still work just fine, and you can pay a lot less for it.
The problem is I've heard that once a new one releases, they start killing off the older generations.
Well, my son and my wife both have iPhone, I think they're 7s.
Ah.
And they work just fine.
I'm over here. I've got the Samsung.
Yeah.
Android.
They've never had a problem. I'm sure there's things, but when they talk about things shutting down, I think what they talk about is they're not going to service, like if you call the service line and stuff like that. Well, but as long as it's working, it'll continue to work.
True. And to be fair, an older phone, if it's heavily used, it will just start to stop working over time. It happens.
Yeah, yeah. I have an Android, too, and I like it. An LG Q something. I'm not sure what it is. It works fine for me. Lyle Lovett is celebrating a birthday today, the Texas singer-actor. He was, for a short time, married to Julia Roberts, and nobody could quite figure that out because Julia is fabulous and Lyle is Lyle, 66 today.
Beauty. What a great thing to say to the guy on his birthday.
Beauty and the Beast, it was. I mean, he's very talented, but it was like, oh, okay. Keith Stiegel, the songwriter, producer, is 68 today. Yeah, on his birthday. Nice, Joel. On his birthday.
Great job. Make the guy feel bad.
Could have waited for tomorrow to say that. Kinky Friedman. Oh, how about that for a first name? He's a comedian, Texas singer. Also a very successful mystery novelist and a would-be politician. For Kinky Friedman, 79 today. His real name is Richard. At some point, a decision was made. I don't know what it was.
We're not going to comment on whether or not it was the right decision.
Bill Anderson, big in country music. Bill Anderson, 86 today. Gary Player, he's a South African. He's a member of the World Golf Hall of Fame. He's 88 today. So happy birthday anniversary. The local ones, you're in for the drawing on Friday morning.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack, but not with ZipRecruiter. Its powerful technology actively finds and invites qualified candidates to apply to your job. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you the needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
What's holding you back from learning the language you've always wanted to know?
Too hard.
Takes too long.
Not with Babbel. Babbel's lessons take just 15 minutes a day.
15 minutes isn't long.
Nope. And they're fun. So you don't realize you're learning a language, but you are. In 3 weeks, you're able to start having conversations. And Babbel's lessons are built around real life.
And with Babbel, it isn't hard.
It's perfect.
Now try Babbel free. Just go to Babbel.com. That's Babbel.com.
Phillips Senior Ileana Winter will join us about 9. We're going to chat a little bit about what's going on at the Phillips School. Join us Friday again, Mike Clemens. Mike Clemens is our sports reporter. He's in the Packer locker room. He's in the Brewers and in the Bucks locker room. And we talk every week about all those, including the Badgers. And he'll join us Friday morning a little bit early because we have volleyball on at 9. He'll join us about 8:30 on Friday morning to chat with us about all that stuff. Well, we have the Veterans Day coming up here and some special events going on at our local Legion Hall. And we've got Joe Oskvarek with us to talk a little bit about some of those events. Joe, good morning to you.
Good morning.
Well, thanks for coming in. We appreciate it. Veterans Day coming up the 11th, right?
Yes.
The 11th of November. And we have our traditional event going on there and to honor that. Is that right?
Yes. It's on a Saturday, the next Saturday after this. Okay. Of course, November 11th, Veterans Day.
Yes.
And we have our steak feed.
Okay.
And I'll tell you, you've never tasted a steak like this.
When this happens, they sell them out because people know how good they are. Yeah.
I've ordered 200.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Last year we had 200 and sold them out.
Oh, sold them out. Okay.
But it's the late Stuffy Herbst. He always marinated it.
Yes.
And he'd be out on the side with his Applewood barbecue.
Yeah.
And now his son and grandson, they took over.
They were paying attention. Now the tradition
continues.
Still
won't tell me the secret formula.
Really? Really? No. Shame on them.
But it really makes for, it's a New York strip, 12 ounces.
Yeah.
It's going to be great. You got baked potato, salad, sautéed mushrooms and onions if you want it.
All right.
And then the auxiliary will have desserts for sale.
All right, so this is Saturday the 11th at the Park Falls American Legion. What time are we starting to serve there?
Doors are open at 4:30. Start serving by 5.
Okay, all right. Very good. So get there early. Don't linger because it'll go.
In addition, this Saturday, the 4th?
The 4th, yeah.
We have the Auxiliary Craft Show. It's for the Honor Flight. And that's 10 o'clock till 3. They got about 24 vendors so far.
Okay, right inside the Legion Hall there?
Yes.
All right.
Upstairs and down.
Up and down, okay. All right.
And, of course, I'd like to remind people on Wednesdays, we always have our card raffle.
Yeah, the 50-50 raffle, yeah.
Right now it's up to $7,648.
Okay.
And it's $1 a ticket if you want to buy one, or six for $5, yes.
Okay.
And, with that money, we've been reinstituted our scholarships, and also various donations to people that come by ask us. We just donated $3,000 for the new dugouts at the Little League Field.
Oh, nice. So, and you've been able to, of course, the facility there is wonderful with the parking lot and stuff like that. I mean, it's just been absolutely wonderful. It's kind of become a Wednesday tradition. Come on down and have a cold one and meet some friends and
social
maybe
event.
Maybe win some good money. We've had a couple of big jackpots with this, haven't we?
Oh, yes.
Yeah, we had one that went almost, 45 weeks or so, I think, or so?
Yes, it was down to, I think, just a few cards.
Yeah, like 8 or 9. Four. No, 3 or 4, yeah. Yeah, and the jackpot gets really nice. So that's each Wednesday, and then
The drawing's at 7:30 sharp.
The drawing is at 7:30, and you open the doors, about 6-ish or so, somewhere in there?
No, I'm there a lot of times 4.
Okay, all right.
4:35, but most people start coming in about 5:30, 6.
All right, fantastic. So, again, this Saturday, the big craft fair up and down at the Legion Hall. Go on down, go inside there, and then a week from Saturday the 11th is the traditional steak feed for our veterans. vets here for the American Legion. All right, Joe. Thanks for coming in. Yep. Joe Osvarek joining us to talk about events going on at our great local American Legion Hall there. We've got 8:40. It's 20 minutes before 9.
Three little words no parent wants to hear.
My tummy hurts.
And it always seems to happen at the worst times. Like in the middle of the morning rush, when you still have homework to check and lunches to pack, and of course, you're already late for work. Luckily, there's Pepto-Kids. Pepto-Kids gummies help relieve occasional stomach upsets, turning those three words into these three words.
I feel better.
Bad time for stomach upsets? Good time for Pepto-Kids gummies. Fast support for little tummies.
These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
This week at Target, you'll find different early Black Friday deals. Get fun deals on the latest tech, toys, and video games. Plus smart deals on small appliances, floor care, and so much more. At Target, you'll discover different early Black Friday deals each week. And get what you need for the holidays fast with free drive-up or score free shipping when you spend $35 or use your red card at Target.com. Get low prices and early Black Friday deals only at Target. Exclusions apply. Love like
this before. This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Here's a look at your 98 Q Country weatherology forecast. High temperatures working up to 34 degrees for today under partly sunny skies. Upper winds out of the southwest at 5 to 10. Then for tonight, partly cloudy with lows in the upper teens. For Thursday, more in the way of sunshine making a return with upper 30s for high temperatures. For Friday, continuing to moderate back up to a high of 43 with partly sunny skies. Saturday, a slight chance for a spotty rain shower in the afternoon with lower 40s for highs. And for Sunday, can't rule out a chance for rain, 41. I'm weatherology meteorologist Michael Caron. That's your forecast on 98Q Country. Right now, 17 degrees.
Well, big thank you to everyone who helped out, supported our Lord's Cupboard Food Pantry fundraiser last Friday. It was a rousing success with close to $7,300 brought in just one 12-hour span. Businesses donated items. We had a lot of fun bidding, and it was a good day. So thank you all for your support of that. And if you weren't able to or missed it, we'll probably give it a shot again next year, a chance for you to support it. We know you're busy and stuff going on. But if you did purchase something on the Lord's Cupboard Food Pantry fundraiser on Friday, or you pledged a donation, please come in and make good on that by Friday if you could here at the radio station so we can get all that cleared up. But, good day, almost $7,300 raised for our food pantry. That money will go a long way to help out, especially over the holidays and with the high cost of food and now heating bills kicking in here. It is a wonderful, wonderful thing that everyone has done to support that. The Lord's Cupboard Food Pantry is open each Saturday from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. at the First Congregational United Church of Christ right in downtown Park Falls. You can, if you have any questions or maybe you want to volunteer, you can give Pastor Gwen a call. She's president of the pantry at 769-3535. Pastor Gwen Downing at 715-769-3535 is the phone number there. Featured pet of the week this week is Fern at Catkins Animal Rescue. Fern is a gray and white tabby cat. A picture right here. You see that? Yeah, beautiful cat. Is about a year old. Fern is very gentle and sweet with everyone she meets, and she has just very, very cool eyes is what they tell. I can see that in the picture there, too. So check out Fern, the featured pet of the week, catkinsrescue.org, and take a look at all the pets up for adoption there at catkinsrescue.org, your local animal shelter just outside of Park Falls. Let's talk all things Shawamigan. We've got high school athletic director Darren Patterson with us. Darren, good morning to you.
Good morning to you, Joel. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic. Let's talk a little World Series, okay? No, we talk Shawamigan, I guess, right? How about them Texas Rangers, huh?
Well, I just think about when the Brewers went down to Texas earlier this year, they actually swept them. But
Yeah.
But they don't hang a banner up for that.
It's when you get hot, and Texas is hot, man. Yeah, it's fun to see. They've never won a World Series. It's always fun to see those towns, cities get excited when they've never had one before.
I agree with you. Instead of seeing the usual teams in there, it's nice to see some of those other teams.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Exactly. Well, let's talk cross country because it was a big weekend last weekend. Not too often that schools get to name a state champion, and Autumn Mikulski, I don't want to say it was expected, but we knew she would be right up there, and it was a very special day for the cross country program on Saturday, Darren.
Yeah, I mean, it's incredible, a state champion, and I'm trying to think, was it expected? For Autumn, I would say it was expected. And, you know, Coach Mary was kind of telling a bunch of people, we had an escort in a rally. So when the kids got off the bus, people that gathered, Autumn gave a little speech and Coach Mary did. And Coach Mary alluded to the fact that Autumn usually is pretty even keel before the start of a race, meaning she doesn't, you know, get too high or too low. She kind of just has that mental capacity that it's time to run and what happens happens. But before her state meet, which would be her, because she's a senior, her last cross country meet in high school, she was incredibly nervous. And so Coach Mary was kind of saying, like, she's like, I never saw Autumn quite like that. And that's normal in sports, but I think it was because the expectation was that this was it. This was her time to go out and just get it. And boy, did she deliver, Joel. You know, she shattered the Division III state record by 52 seconds.
Wow.
The second place runner, I believe, was 53 seconds behind her. So, and I was at the race. I would say that Autumn had a few people kind of by her for like the first half mile, and then the last 2.4, 2.5 miles, Autumn was really just kind of running by herself, to be honest. So it's not like she had anyone to like push her other than her just pushing herself, but she essentially ran, an 18:02, the fastest time ever in state history of just running on her own. So, I mean, it is kind of incredible to think of it from that perspective.
Yeah, and when you have that level of athletes at a state meet and for you to finish almost a minute ahead of everybody else in a little over a 3 mile race, it is incredible.
It is. I guess it speaks of her greatness. And luckily she was able to put those nerves aside, and I suppose once she started, getting out there and her legs started moving, and obviously she felt good enough and her body kind of just took over both physically and mentally, and she's brought another state championship home to the Shawami, and so that's always exciting. It's just incredible. And it's just not about her winning. It's you start thinking about all the time that she put into it. She runs year round, she cross trains year round, just the whole package of everything kind of coming together, that it was just a fitting end to her cross-country career here for us. And fortunate for us, we still get her in the spring. So
yeah,
she can kind of relax maybe a little bit now for a couple of weeks. I'm sure she probably went out for a run this morning, even though it's like 10 degrees out. But
she took me back to the Koski days, because there was never a time when the Koskis were running cross-country where I didn't see one of the Koskis like once every week or so run by my house. And the same thing with Autumn. Several times this summer, I just say, oh, there's Autumn. Everybody who lives in the city of Park Falls probably at some point saw her run by their house.
I'm sure they did. It's daily. So, yeah. She earned it. She earned it. And congratulations to her. And, as great as her performance was, what was kind of cool about Autumn was seeing the team player she was, too, with her teammates who were there, too. And we're pretty ecstatic that the team took 12th place as well. A lot of young faces in there. We had one other senior in Abigail Humphrey, but a lot of those faces will be returning. And obviously we got some big shoes to fill because you just lost, essentially the best runner in the state. So, yeah. But it was a good learning experience, and for her to share it with them and to see the girls kind of put up some good PR times at state too was kind of icing on the cake. It was probably, I've been to a lot of state meets because my mother coaches it, but it was probably one of the most exciting state cross-country experiences I can recall in some time, and that includes, state championships and state runner-up teams, but it was just kind of a fitting end to a good season for a good group of kids.
Yeah, and she'll have track in the spring, and then she's off to Oklahoma State Division I school to run track and cross-country, and I know she was in here last week, and that I'm sure that whole process was interesting with the way college sports has changed, Darren, and not only recruiting kids scholarships, but recruiting kids with NIL deals and stuff. So I'm sure she was relieved to have that behind her and know where she's going to college.
Yes, yes. And the thing about going to Oklahoma State, too, is the last I had heard or checked, their cross-country program was ranked third nationally. So it's not like she's just going to a D1 school. She's going to a premier Division I school. You know, she's going to run with a top dog, which I know was something that she wanted to do, which kind of speaks of her greatness, too. She's looking for, you know, the next rush, the next high, so to speak, and she wants to run at an elite program like that. So she's going to get pushed. And some of those schools, particularly down in the South, you know, they take their sports pretty serious. You know, like you hear about SEC football a lot. Some of that kind of correlates with some of the other programs down there, too. So, Oklahoma State's going to get the best out of her, that's for sure.
Yeah. All right, so state football contest continue, level 3 state volleyball. Boy, this is really a testimony to the strength of the Marrowood Conference. We know how good Phillips is, but you got Prentice from the Marrowood, Newman Catholic from the Marrowood that are both at state, both going to play each other. That Marrowood Conference was some pretty tough volleyball this year, Darren.
Yeah, and, you know, it's like every year, Joel. You know, I know it's the 2023 season, but that's just life in the Marrowood Conference. You know, and I've always told people this, and we can actually probably break down every single sport the Marrowood has, you know, whether it's football, volleyball, cross country. There are three girls cross country programs that finished in the top 12 at state cross country. You know, we could go into the winter and spring season. There always seems to be three or four, even sometimes, legit state contending caliber kind of teams in the Marrowood. I think it's one of the premier small school conferences in the state of Wisconsin, maybe even the best, to be honest with you, when you look at it pound for pound and the amount of excellence and success that comes out of this league, whether it's teams or individuals, it's impressive. I'm trying to sit here and think of another conference that can rival it, and I'm kind of drawing a blank now, but it's just that good of a league.
Yeah. Well, football wrapped up their season. We want to congratulate A.J. Morgan, first team all-conference, and there were other honorees also, but A.J., quite an athlete out there, intimidating offense and defense. Not too often you get first team all-conference offense and defense, but he was a very special athlete on that football field for the Shawamigan 8-man team.
Yeah, he had a very nice season, did some really good things out there, and it's nice having a senior perform at a high level. And I think as we look forward for our football program here, we want to get some more upperclassmen contributing like A.J. did this year, too. When you have more A.J. Morgan, you know, as seniors, you're going to have more team success. Instead of kind of relying on a lot of sophomores and juniors, not that sophomores and juniors can't contribute because they can, but I think when you start running down, you know, you talk about level 3 of football playoffs, when you start running through those rosters, you know, it's heavily upperclassmen for a reason, you know, faster, stronger, all that kind of stuff. So hopefully we can get some more kids that join football and then not just join, but hang in there through their whole careers, and hopefully that'll get us to some wins. But we're encouraged from a team standpoint. We did win 3 out of our last 5 football games on the year. And our second-to-last game, we played a really hard Solon Springs Northwood team to a 20-16 game. So there were signs that we were certainly improving as the season progressed. And hopefully that can springboard us into 2024 now.
All right. And now winter sports practices will start soon for wrestling, hockey, girls basketball, boys basketball. The busy season is kicking in here. Winter sports, right, Darren?
Yeah. Well, waking up this morning makes you think of winter sports.
Yeah,
but,
yeah.
We do have our winter sports player parent meeting tomorrow, Thursday at 5:30 here at the high school. So any parents out there listening, I'm sure you got the messages. The school's been putting it out there. But just a friendly reminder, we're going to meet in the auditorium at 5:30 tomorrow. And that will be boys basketball, girls basketball, wrestling. Hockey, we're going to do something on their own. I know Coach Bieber wanted to do something on his own with that. But if you're in boys or girls basketball and wrestling, please come to the meeting tomorrow night at 5:30. And you're right, Joel, some of our teams do start practice next Monday. So we'll be off to the races with our winter portion of our school calendar.
All right. And middle school boys are going too. So, all right, Darren, thank you so much for the info. We always appreciate you taking the time.
And we appreciate you allowing us to come on. Thank you.
You bet. Darren Patterson, high school athletic director for Shawamigan. A little bit of downtime here, and we'll get the program, except for the middle school boys that are going right now playing games and stuff. And everybody else, games. I think the first girls game is November 14th already.
Dive into crime dramas on Pluto TV. Unravel the mysteries on CSI, Criminal Minds, and Blue Bloods. Plus, watch thousands of other crime movies and TV shows, all for free. Download Pluto TV on all your favorite devices and start streaming now.
I've been driving commercial vehicles for 20 years. Every big road across this country, anywhere the work takes me, that's where I'm driving. But that's not where I'm going. I'm going to see my little girl graduate high school and my boy get married and to teach my grandkids a thing or two. And I realize everyone out there is going somewhere. So it just makes sense to help each other get there safely. Let's all get where we're going. Learn more at www.sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Paid for by the Federal Motor Carrier Safety Administration.
When you need auto parts, O'ReillyAuto.com is just a click away. Order online and pick up at your local store. Visit O'ReillyAuto.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Disabled or an elderly Medicare beneficiary with questions about Part D prescription benefits? The Disability Rights Wisconsin Medicare Part D Helpline is here for you. Ask about saving money on your Part D premium, deductible, and co-pays. Call the Disability Rights Wisconsin Medicare Part D Helpline anytime. 1-800-926-4862. 1-800-926-4862. Medicare's annual open enrollment runs October 15th through December 7th.
Every livestock farmer knows they can't control the weather. Recent growing seasons have shown rain can be hard to come by at times. Now you can add protection with a pasture rangeland forage policy through Ag Country Farm Credit Services. PRF policies help protect you against future yield losses caused by a lack of rain. Better yet, they're customizable and can cover hay and pasture acres. To learn about a PRF policy, contact your local Ag Country office today.
This holiday, The Home Depot is helping you get gifts that keep on giving by making sure they keep on going. Right now, when you buy a select battery kit from Ryobi, Milwaukee, Rigid, DeWalt, or Makita, you get an eligible tool for free. Just pick a brand, pick a battery kit, and get a tool free. Give the gift of more doing this holiday with The Home Depot. How doers get more done. Valid at participating stores and online. One per transaction. Discount taken at checkout. Full eligible tool list in-store and online. Valid October 23rd, 2023 through January 28th, 2024.
Park Falls BP, the one stop for everything you need from fuel, wine, spirits, beverages, car washes, ice, snacks, and more. Everyday low prices at a great value. Park Falls BP. Next to McDonald's. This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Here's a look at your 98 Q Country weatherology forecast. High temperatures working up to 34 degrees for today under partly sunny skies. Lower winds out of the southwest at 5 to 10. Then for tonight, partly cloudy with lows in the upper teens. For Thursday, more in the way of sunshine making a return with upper 30s for high temperatures. For Friday, continuing to moderate back up to a high of 43 with partly sunny skies. Saturday, a slight chance for a spotty rain shower in the afternoon with lower 40s for highs. And for Sunday, can't rule out a chance for rain, 41. I'm weatherology meteorologist Michael Caron. That's your forecast on 98Q Country. Right now, 17 degrees.
Brand new country.
We got a fast car. Is it fast enough so we can fly away?
Thing you know, you're saving money like never before. Just spit it all that juice.
Really cool station. 98Q Country.
All right, we're going to wrap up this hour of reality radio by talking all things Phillips Loggers. We have senior Ileana Winter joining us. Good morning, Ileana.
Good morning.
All right, what's happening at Logger Country on this cold November morning?
All righty. I'll start off with our last fall sport update for cross country. The cross country team capped off a very good season by saving their best performance for last at the state meet. The boys ranked ninth in Division III, came back into the meet, and earned a sixth place overall finish. Logger finishers were Gavin Esterholm, who was 11th, Maverick Hoagland, who was 22nd, James Vollendorf, 31st, Julian Elgin, 42nd, Arlo Behrens, 53rd, Steve Bredeman, 66th, and Logan Sokolowski, who was 85th. Special congratulations to Maverick and Julian as the two seniors finish off their careers in style at the